He played in the first ODI and they dropped him for the second and third one. So that was illogical. If you're going to do that, you were better off playing Mohammed Irfan from the start of the series. And with his height, with his action, he's ideal for Pakistan on these pitches. So there's a lot of weird and nonsensical selections going on. And a man of Inzamam's stature being the chief selector, regardless of the thinking of Najm Sethi and Shadia Khan, he should be bold enough to say, hang on a minute, I don't want these players playing. Or I want these particular players playing, and you need to give them a run out for all five matches. So if you agree with me or disagree on that point, then give me a call now on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200, and you can air your view. We've got about 4 minutes left before the first hour finishes. I don't know where the first hour has gone, really. So yeah, that was my thoughts. And going back to England, I have to say they batted fantastically in this match, and also the previous two ODIs, they haven't really broken sweat with the bat, really. So it's a cause of concern a bit for England. The reason why I'm saying that is when they've got future series going to Bangladesh and India as well, they don't want to be undercooked. So it's been plain sailing for them. And I was speaking to somebody and they said that a lot of people are saying that England are going to win 5-0. I said, look, Pakistan are very, very weak in ODIs at the moment, but they're not that weak to lose 5-0. But the performance that Pakistan gave yesterday is worrying me that could possibly happen, because Headingley will be a bowler-friendly pitch, and at the moment, England got better bowlers than Pakistan. So that worries me tomorrow. And then the Cardiff one, because it's a 10:30 start, more than likely, if England win the toss, they're going to put Pakistan into bat, and Pakistan are going to struggle. And knowing the weather in Wales in September, if it seems around a bit, that Pakistan will struggle. So it is looking very, very bad for Pakistan. And like I said to Brother Amjad, that if Pakistan had made 60 runs in those first two ODIs, then they would have won those, and it would have been 2-1 rather than losing the series 3-0. So you've got a couple of minutes left. You can give me a call if you wish on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And I had some stats from yesterday's game, which will be very, very useful to you guys. I'll mention them before we go to the break. And what I'm going to do after the break, the phone lines will reopen at 11:30, so don't call in between 2 minutes past 11 and 11:30, because I'm going to go through the results in the Premier League and then touch upon the transfer deadline, which finishes in around about 6 minutes' time. So you can call in at 11:30 and talk about the football as well. And like I say, if you want to give a quick call, you've got a couple of minutes. And while I wait for any other calls in this hour for the cricket, I'm just going to mention some stats from yesterday's games, because I always like to give you some stats. So I'm going to do that for you now. I've got the stats here for you. So from yesterday's matches, there were loads of records. There's about a minute left to the break. So as I mentioned, 444 for three, highest ODI total by anyone. And that was made by England yesterday. It was also the third highest List A total. 171 by Alex Hales was the highest individual ODI score by England batsman. Most sixes in an ODI innings by England, which was 16. Fastest ODI 50 for England by Joss Butler in 22 balls. Joint record consecutive 50s for England ODIs Joe Root with 5. Highest ODI partnership at Trent Bridge of 248. Highest ODI partnership for England versus Pakistan, 248. And 110 conceded by Wahab Riaz, second most highest runs conceded in ODIs. And Mohammad Amin, 58 runs, highest score by a number 11 batsman. So